WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. At least four people dead, some 800,000 customers without power this morning after extreme weather swept across southeast Texas late yesterday. Houston hit hard. ABC's Mika Hatfield is downtown.
We were down here when this storm blew through downtown, and I can tell you it was a very, very scary experience. The wind was so strong. People we've spoken to have said it's been worse than hurricanes that they've either covered or been in Houston and experienced. The streets are blocked off because there are buildings that the windows are just falling out of.
The New York Times reporting that Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito had an upside-down American flag flying in his yard just days after the January 6th riot at the Capitol. The inverted flag, viewed as a Stop the Steal symbol used by some Trump supporters, Alito says it was his wife's idea, not his. The White House moving to ease federal rules on marijuana, changing it from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A Dodge County Board supervisor was arrested Wednesday for allegedly bringing a gun with him into a meeting at an elementary school. According to the Dodge County Sheriff's Office, on Tuesday there were five separate reports about Honor School Board member Daniel Sigmund carrying a firearm. Sigmund was meeting with the district superintendent at Honor Elementary School. According to the Dodge County Sheriff's Office, they asked the Ozaukee County Sheriff's Office to take over the case due to Sigmund being critical of Dodge County police in the past. As a result, Sigmund was arrested Wednesday with charges of possessing a firearm in a school. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, sunshine, 84. On Sunday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 81. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50. 99.7.
Because I had to flare, I was ein Virtuose, war ein Rock-Idol. Und alles rief, da kann man rock me, aber der ist gut. Und es war irgendwie no plastic money anymore. Die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jeder Mann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär. Er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll. Und alles ruft noch heute Captain Rock me up, man. Oh,
99.7 Max FM.
Every little step, there is Bobby Brown. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 10 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. Happy Friday, by the way. Woo. Oh, we officially made it to the end of another week. I'm very excited for the weekend. Why? I have no idea. I'm just excited that it's not Monday through Thursday and that it's the weekend and, you know, we get to do our thing and sleep in a little bit for a couple of days. Nothing too exciting, though, but we love a good weekend, don't we?
I can appreciate some extra sleep. So yes. You don't have any plans for the weekend, then?
We actually do have a couple things we're looking at doing. Actually, tonight, Corey has to work in Madison today, so I'll be driving over later, and we're going to go to Comedy on State because one of our favorite comedians is performing this evening. Jay Farrell will be there, so we're going to go check that out. And then, of course, big top shows open at Circus World this weekend. 65th anniversary for Circus World this year. And this year's theme, Blast Off. And so we're going to go check out a big top show, I believe, at some point this weekend as well. Because from now until September 1st, two shows a day at 11 and 2:30. So, you know, you got plenty of opportunities to go check out Circus World this summer. So, yeah. I mean, not anything too major, but some fun stuff. Well, I'll always take a couple of fun things out of the ordinary. What about you guys? Are you doing anything exciting this weekend?
Well, we were talking about this yesterday, about how the weather is supposed to be super nice this weekend.
It is.
So I think some grilling is in order myself.
Nice. Yeah. See, that's always a great start to a weekend or to a kickoff to summer, because next weekend is the unofficial kickoff to the summer months, right? With Memorial Day.
Memorial Day weekend, yeah.
So I say get as much of that nice weather in as you absolutely can, and do a little grilling this weekend as well. I mean, yesterday, after all, was National Barbecue Day. It doesn't mean you can't extend that out to National Barbecue Weekend. Nobody says that you can't change the rules a little bit when it comes to that kind of stuff.
I mean, it's just easier on the weekend. I mean, of course, we can do it at the end of the workday, you know, during
everybody's tired
supper or whatever. Yeah.
Everybody's tired, and you're kind of like, oh, should we do this? Should we not do this? You know, I mean, we've been there, and then it sounds good in theory, but you're like, oh, now I've got to do things and start grills, and I've got to wait for things to cook. It's just easier to do something else during the week.
Exactly.
But to get to take your time, can even marinate whatever steak you're having or burgers you're having or whatever, and just take your time and kick back a little bit. You know, plus when you're grilling and on the weekends, you can have a cold adult beverage in hand while you're waiting for things to cook. And, you know, that really gets the party started a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
So now, did you guys do anything fun and exciting yesterday, or pretty normal mundane day for
it
you?
It was pretty much a usual kind of day. Just a run of the mill day. Finally, I think probably around 8 o'clock, I was able to just kind of take a break and unwind in a little bit. I've been reading a biography of Dustin Hoffman's, who's he's one of my favorites. So
he's amazing.
So I decided I was gonna go back and start rewatching some of his movies. So I started to watch The Graduate last night, and it kind of blows my mind that Anne Bancroft and Dustin Hoffman were only about 6 years apart age. Of course, you know, she's supposed to be the older Mrs. Robinson. But yeah, she was only like 6 or 7 years older than him when she played that part. Just kind of crazy, but yeah,
it's a great movie. That's a good movie. Well, yeah. Corey worked from home yesterday, so that was kind of interesting. And it always changes kind of the dynamic that we have around the house. Now, because right now we don't have a suitable space for him to work, because the room is done for the said studio/office. He just hasn't had time to actually do anything with it. So it's really this blank room. Eventually, that's where he'll go to work if he's going to work from home. So yesterday he was parked at the kitchen table, which means then Dexter and I have to like not do our normal stuff. Right? Like, we can't do the normal things we would on a daily basis, because he's on phone calls, he's on Zoom meetings, he's typing emails, answering chats, trying to fix things, and he can't be interrupted. But I'm like, this is our domain. Like, now you're in our domain. This is my space. So we always have to come to grips with that. And then he was home because he went with me to the doctor. I said this earlier in the week, I had an appointment. I loathe going to the doctor.
This was the one you were really not looking forward to.
I really loathe going to the doctor. And unfortunately, there's some more testing that needs to be done. There were a couple things that popped up. Nothing too major, but some things that we definitely have to keep an eye on. And then, of course, the blood test this morning. Now, here's my thing. I hate going to the doctor. And I tell my doctors this point blank. I don't want to be here. I am a horrible patient. I'm not comfortable when I go to the doctor at all. And so I have to go back this morning for all of the fasting blood work. You know, and here's the thing, though. I get it. I understand why we do fasting. It's a truer reading of the blood. I get up.
What time is your appointment?
Like 10 a.m. So I'm done here, like I have to like, and I told them, I said, that's really cutting it close to what I do on the air. They're like, it's lab. If you're here a little bit later, they were great, obviously. They're like, if you're here a little late, no worries. It's not like we're going to turn you away after after you've been fasting and everything else. They were like, just get here when you can. We'll put you down at 10 tentatively with a little note that you're probably going to be a little late. So I appreciate that. And I appreciate the fact that they were working with me on, you know, our schedule is kind of wonky. We have weird hours in radio. And so, but I'm starving this morning. And here's the thing. I probably wouldn't be starving, but I know I can't eat. So it's that mind over matter type thing now. Like, I'm starving. And normally at this point of the morning, I would not even be hungry, even if I had, I was able to eat, but I know I can't. So now I'm starving.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you only have to go until 10, but I understand what it is you're saying. Because you're up, what time do you usually, you're up after 4
this
o'clock,
this morning,
right?
I was up at 4:15. I was up at 4:15 this morning. So that was actually a little later than I wanted to be up as well, by about 5-10 minutes. So not too bad. But it's an early start to the day. And, you know, I've got myself psyched out because I'm like, oh, I'm really hungry this morning. Like, how am I going to possibly make it till after this blood draw?
Yeah.
Here's the other thing, too. I am not a great person when it comes to getting blood from the veins. Like, this is not a good thing.
Because they can't find a good vein.
I am not squeamish. Not squeamish around needles. That's not what the problem is. It's the fact that they literally can never find a vein. And my veins are a little shy, as one nurse told me one day, because she, you know, was trying to make me laugh. So they like to just kind of roll away once the needle comes near them. So usually what they end up having to do is using a baby needle to even find the vein. And then once they get it, they have to switch it out to like an adult size one. And over the years, if you've never had a vein blow on you, oh, you are so lucky. You're so lucky, because that hurts. That hurts a whole lot. And it leaves a pretty bruise at the same time. I'm hoping that doesn't happen today. And I'm always honest when I go in for a blood draw too. I'm like, look, my veins are not happy campers. They are not going to be cooperative with you today. And I always tell them this to be, you know, direct, because I've been through this a few times. A few times in my life I've had to deal with this. Just, you know, a couple, 2, 3, maybe 100 times as I've gone through doctors and different things. So I'm always honest with whoever's drawing the blood. And usually whoever is drawing the blood has to go get the person above them to get my blood to actually cooperate and my veins to cooperate. So I know it's going to be like a whole big thing when I go to the doctor today.
Yeah, those early blood draws, you know, when you've got to have fast, when you've got to do fasting,
yes.
I mean, they're always rough, and always the best you can do is the earlier you can get in.
Right.
Yeah, but I feel your pain. I used to try to go, before we were doing the morning show, I used to try and go right away at 8 or 8:30.
Yes.
As soon as
I could get in. Well, that's what time they wanted me. They were like, we open at 7:15. I was like, no, see, that's not going to quite work. That's not going to work in my schedule. And I had to explain the whole thing to them, which they were awesome, you know. And then that's when they were like, well, how, you know, when can you possibly get here? So I was very, very lucky that they were willing to work with me. It's just this morning, it's a mind over matter thing. It really, really is.
Yeah.
And I had to disappoint Aspen so much, because normally at this point of the morning, she's enjoyed half of a fruit salad with me. So she sat in her kennel just staring at me like, why aren't you eating fruit and bringing me pieces? So I had to actually run upstairs very, very quickly there during Bobby Brown, because the look on her face was so horrible. I had to go get at least a couple of blueberries just to feed her, because I felt so bad that we weren't sharing fruit salad this morning. So there's a lot of things going wrong.
Yeah, you're looking
this
at
morning.
The blueberries like, please, please, I need. And you got up. I mean, you've been up for about 3 hours.
I have three hours to go. Yeah, I've already worked out, all that good stuff. So there's a lot going wrong this morning on Goose Poop Pond. I just hope that that means that the blood draw goes well and that the blood tests come back fine.
Just don't pass out on us,
right?
Okay? Drink plenty of water.
See, and I get super nervous because, you know, there's so many times when I go into the doctor and it's supposed to be stupid, mundane stuff, right? Like, every single time, they always find something. And it's never anything major, but I am a panicker. I am a complete panicker. So if they even find one little thing, I will have my funeral plans drawn up by the end of the day. I mean, this is just how I am. And it happened yesterday, because they did find a couple of minor things that actually took us by surprise. And so by last night when I went to bed, I was like, you know, on Google, it says like 5 years max. Corey's like, stop reading Google. Google. And I was like,
go to Google.
I was
Google
like, Aspie's gonna outlive me. I was like, I need to teach you how to make her food and you need to know how to make her treats. And he's like, stop. He's like, it's not even that big of a. So this is just where my mind goes. It's just how things work out for me.
You know, the doctors don't like it when you try to diagnose yourself on the interwebs. They don't appreciate it.
I know.
Your mind races to the most morbid area that you could possibly go. Yeah.
Whenever something happens to me, to the boys, to Corey, that's where my mind goes. It goes to like the worst case scenario when they're telling me the words, it probably isn't that big of a deal, but we need to make sure that we're taking the proper precautions. Those were the exact words. And, you know, the doctor said to me, she goes, you know, in the test we do in the office, she's like, it's not as thorough as the one that I want you to go do over at the hospital, you know, with the actual text. She's like, so she goes, nothing that I'm super concerned about, but she said definitely something we need to keep an eye on. I didn't even hear those words hardly. I was already like, oh, I got to make it, like wills have to be drawn. Like I wasn't even, it's just how my mind goes. So hopefully the more rational side of me takes over today during the blood
draw. And I shouldn't laugh because it's a physical thing, you know, I mean, it's your health, you know, I understand.
Means I'm getting old.
But yeah.
Means I'm getting old. That's essentially what it is. And nobody wants to face the fact that they're actually getting old and they have to deal with things. Because, you know, when you're in your 20s, you go to the doctor and you're like, woohoo, okay, this is fine. I get a few hours off work, you know, I'm going to go run some errands. It's cool when you're in your 20s and you take some, you know, have to go to the doctor. When you get into your mid-40s and even later, you're kind of like, oh, what are they going to find today? Kind of thing, you know? So I try to...
There's two ways of going about it. You can go about it that way and complain and be miserable about the aches and the pains, or you can just go, it is what it is, okay?
I try to do that. It's just my mind takes over. And again, I've made funeral plans. I mean, I basically, you know, I've got a list of things written out that Corey should absolutely, in my head, not physically, that he should absolutely know of what the boys, you know, will someday need and what the dog needs. And last night before I went to bed, he's like, you're gonna kill yourself just because you're just so panicked. He's like, stop. He's like, just breathe. He's like, let's figure out what's going on. And then of course you always call for a test, and I get it. Everybody's trying to get in to, you know, take good care of their health, and there's only so many slots available. But you know, then you always make your appointment and they're like, oh, we're about a month out. So for me, that's like a month of sitting here worrying. So I'm gonna try to come at it with a cooler head, rationalize it later today, understand that because I do know in my head it's probably not anything that serious, but something that I should probably keep tabs on. And so I'm going to try to come to a more rational head later today, and hopefully that side takes over versus the, you know, funeral planning side of me, because
inner zen, Maddie,
right?
Zen.
I'll try some meditation might be on the agenda for this weekend. Taking a look at the forecast, my goodness, is it going to be absolutely beautiful. Finn, we alluded to it just a little bit. Sunny and warmer today with a high right around 80, then clear tonight down to 55. Tomorrow, sunny and 84. Then as we look ahead to Sunday, lots of sunshine once again with a high near 81. Right now, it's 51.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center's Health for You is a program designed to help qualified individuals derail the onset of serious illnesses. With Health for You, RAMC will help you achieve weight loss, add physical activity into your life, manage stress, and improve important blood markers, and help you stay motivated to become a healthier you. Health for You may be covered by your insurance. The next program starts soon. Take control of your health. Contact Reedsburg Area Medical Center at 768-6243. RAMCHealth.com.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy McAsee, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC. You can create beautiful memories with custom-fit 14-karat gold or sterling silver permanent jewelry. At Love Lash & Weld, you can create unique jewelry by choosing sparkling chains and charms for necklaces, bracelets, rings, anklets, and more. For Mother's Day, birthdays, or any special occasion, trust Love Lash & Weld of Baraboo to help you put together the perfect gift. Ask about a permanent jewelry party to enjoy with friends. Call 608-477-8331 to book an appointment today.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Big Deals! 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Maximum hits. Max FM.
7:27 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday. It's Duran Duran with Hungry Like the Wolf on Max FM.
Behind.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 7:30 right now. And Finn, I'm not sure if this is something I'd, you know, blow my rent or mortgage on, you know, in place of for lottery tickets, but it's interesting. And it turns out that tomorrow is the luckiest day of the entire year, at least according to astrology. May 18th is the luckiest day of the year because of something called the Jupiter Kazemi. Now, it comes from an Arabic word meaning in the heart, and it happens when Jupiter is in conjunction with the sun or within at least 1 degree of alignment. I'm learning something this morning. I never thought I'd be able to talk about astrology. Now, that means a degree away from lining up with it from Earth's perspective. So if you were on Mars, it wouldn't be a special day at all. So it's a good thing we're not on Mars, right? If you actually believe in this kind of stuff, there's also a luckiest time. If you're doing anything and need luck on your side tomorrow, you better plan on doing it about 1:36 tomorrow afternoon. Okay. According to astrologers, we won't see this level of collective luck again until June 24th of 2025. So basically like a year from now. So luckiest day of the year tomorrow, people, 1:36 in the afternoon is like the peak time for luck. So maybe go buy the lottery ticket or, you know, buy yourself a ticket for the latest meat raffle or something, because tomorrow is the day.
I love how they determine this, but see, yet another reason for you to pull through this blood draw you have coming up in a few hours.
I know. It's going to be fine. Now, if I was doing it tomorrow at 1:36, I would have all of the astrology luck on my side and I would feel way better going in. But, you know, and even 24 hours after, you know, what was 27 hours, we'll say, doing a little math on the fly this morning, people, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Well, there's also McDonald's new Grandma McFlurry, which is going to be unveiled next week, which is another, well, wait, you don't like butterscotch, do you?
See, that's the thing. It's called Grandma McFlurry because it's supposed to taste like, you know, the candies Grandma digs out of her purse, minus the lint and the fuzz and all of that kind of
so
stuff.
So this is something Corey Hartman would really enjoy.
Well, of course, because it's butterscotch. He loves himself some butterscotch and some caramel because apparently it's supposed to taste a whole lot like a Werther's. So there you go. You know, the kids these days, they want to look more like the grandparents. So I guess that maybe they can get down with the McFlurry or something. I don't know.
Sure.
If they were releasing it tomorrow, maybe. I mean, you know, even if it was being released at 1:36 on the luckiest day of the year, with my aversion to butterscotch, I feel like this is something I would have to try. But maybe no such luck. It came out a week late, McDonald's, a week late for me.
See, yesterday should have been their big unveiling.
Right?
Right.
It would make so much sense. So we did go into a new store yesterday. I had to run out to the outlet mall yesterday and pick up a couple of things that I had purchased and ordered and, you know, just were waiting for me to come get them. So there's a new store out at the outlet mall that sells like honeys and oils and like mustards, like honey mustards though and things. And so we came home with like some raspberry honey and we came back with like a cranberry honey. So I'm very excited to make like French toast and pancakes and things and put that stuff on top.
That sounds delicious.
Plus they let you taste test. So it's really kind of awesome. And they even have like apple syrup and maple syrup and they have a tree in there. If you want to taste test, you actually like get to pull the little lever on the tree and with a little cup underneath and then your syrup comes out. My favorite part is going in there to do the taste testing. Who doesn't love a store that has sticks just for you to dip things in and then test? It's heavenly.
They should just do flights. That's what they should do.
They essentially do. You can buy a box of like four. So it's essentially kind of like a flight that you can take home. So I'm always down for that kind of stuff. So that was our big day yesterday. No luck on my side yesterday, but I got some honey out of the deal. So it was good all the way around. Now coming up here in just a moment, Finn, we're going to take a detailed look at this forecast because, well, we are all going to be lucky this weekend. If you believe in astrology, don't believe in astrology, believe in specific times when, you know, things should be at the peak of luck. We don't need any of that this weekend because Mother Nature is going to grant us a spectacular weekend with temperatures near 80, even above 80 this weekend. It's just going to be awesome. So we're going to talk about that in more detail with Sean Cable. It's like the shortest forecast we've had in months. I mean, there's just not much to say when it's all sun and like 80. So I love it. Sean's going to have more details on that in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger here on Max FM.
Good morning and welcome to Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate Report. My name is Brian Struth, and I have a new listing located at 215 North Pine Street in Reedsburg. This is a two-story home with 3 bedrooms and 2.5 baths, two-car detached garage with fenced-in yard. Home is located close to churches, the park, ice cream shop, and all your downtown needs. Home will be offered at online-only auction closing on June 12th at 11 a.m. Open house will be May 22nd from 4 to 6.
Jamie Fearing here with another beautiful auction property on Meffert Road by Dutch Hollow Lake. This 4,600-square-foot home sits on 19.71 wooded acres. If you are looking to have a large single-family home, an income property, or a recreational paradise, you will definitely want to come see this property. We have an open house this Saturday, May 18th from noon to 2. If you are thinking of having an auction or buying and selling any real estate, be certain to get in contact with our offices in Reedsburg and Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger. Baseball action last night, the Baraboo Thunderbirds earned a 4-2 win at home over Stoughton. It was Sauk Prairie 5-2 winners at JC Baseball Park against Edgewood. In softball last night, the Thunderbirds lose in Poinette 6-2, the final in that matchup. Sauk Prairie in regional play able to get a 9-8 win over Sparta to keep their season going and move on. Stoughton also victorious in regionals 4-2, their win over McFarland. Soccer last night, Baraboo and Sauk Prairie played to a 2-2 draw. It was Reedsburg with a 5-0 win over Mauston, and McFarland beats DeForest 5-0 the final in that one. The Badger Conference boys tennis teams will meet in Madison at Nielsen Tennis Stadium today for the conference tournament. And then for Baraboo, it's going to be the soccer team at Fort Atkinson tonight. 7 o'clock is the start time for it. Reedsburg baseball going to be hosting Mauston tonight at 5 o'clock. And the soccer team is going to be at McFarland. That is a rescheduled game from the 7th of this month. 6 o'clock is the start time for it. Sauk Prairie soccer is going to be at Cedarburg High School tonight at 7, with lacrosse taking on Oregon on the road at 7:30. And Portage tonight, soccer team also competing. They'll go against Merrill. 6 o'clock is the start time for it. Brewers had the day off yesterday. They're going to be back in action on the road tonight. They start a 3-game set in Houston against the Astros. It's going to be a 7:10 first pitch this evening. Freddie Peralta will get the go for the crew. Hunter Brown will be countering for the Stros. Houston comes into this one 19-25 for the season. Brewers sit 26-17. Again, first pitch for that one is at 7:10. NBA playoffs continued last night. The Timberwolves keep their season alive with a 45-point win over the Denver Nuggets. 115-70, the final in that matchup. Those two teams will meet again on Sunday for Game 7 to decide who will go on to the Western Conference Finals. New York has a chance to punch their ticket into the Eastern Conference Finals tonight, as it's the Knicks and the Pacers at 7:30. Winner of that series goes on to face Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. And then in the West, the winner between the Nuggets and the Timberwolves will take on the winner between the Mavs and the Thunder. Dallas has an opportunity to shut that one down tomorrow night, as they're going to be hosting Oklahoma City. Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, sunshine, 84. On Sunday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 81. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 52.
99.7.
David Bowie, Let's Dance. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:44 right now. And Finn, we have to do a little celebrating this morning. Of course, it is time for our birthday list. And this isn't just any old birthday list. It's the Friday list, which means it's a big one as far as the celebrity side of things go. But before we jump into this, we'll remind everybody that if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary or maybe know somebody who is, you can text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. All right, so this is a good one, so we're just jumping in. And there is a lot on this particular list. Cool. Sam Smith is celebrating a birthday this weekend. Of course, singer, Stay With Me, I'm Not the Only One, Too Good at Goodbyes, Money on My Mind, Lay Me Down, Pray, some of his hits. He is celebrating his 32nd birthday. Spencer Breslin is also celebrating his 32nd birthday. He was the chubby little Elf Curtis in the Santa Claus movies, Bruce Willis's younger self in The Kid, and Dakota Fanning's brother in The Cat in the Hat. Yet the one thing he's most famous for being is Abigail Breslin's brother. So there you go.
Yeah.
Nikki Reed, vampire Rosalie Hale in Twilight. She's married to Vampire Diary star Ian Somerhalder. She is celebrating her 36th birthday this weekend. From Dancing with the Stars, Derek Hough is celebrating his 39th birthday. He's actually won that show six different times with Brooke Burke, Nicole Scherzinger, Jennifer Grey, Kelly Pickler, Glee's Amber Riley, and Bindi Irwin. And now he's a judge on NBC's World of Dance. I think he's found his niche in this world.
Yeah,
let's just
he's
be
doing
honest.
Okay. Yeah.
He's super talented, though, and he's super fun to watch as well. Retired NBA point guard who at one time was married to Eva Longoria. What did that marriage last, like 10 minutes? Right. Anyway, Tony Parker is who we're talking about. He is 42 years old this weekend. Shooter Jennings, who happens to be Waylon's son, he got Stephen King to play a DJ raging against government censorship on his concept album, Black Ribbon. He is celebrating his 45th birthday this weekend. Also from the NBA, Kevin Garnett, or at least former NBA player, we should say, he is 48 years old this weekend. Jack Johnson, oh, I love him. He is 49 years old, and I think I've told this story. He had a big hit from the Curious George movie many, many, many years ago. It was called Upside Down, and that was one of those songs that described my Max completely at the time. So Jack Johnson kind of became a favorite of mine just based off of that song.
But so, he was the dude that was always barefoot, right?
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. He's just like this laid back. He's like a dude. He's just laid back. He's chill, you know, that kind of thing.
Surfer so, dude kind of.
Yeah, yeah, I love Jack Johnson, though. Sasha Alexander is celebrating her 51st birthday this weekend. She was in Rizzoli and Isles. She made the really stupid decision to walk away from her gig at NCIS. She actually played Kate Todd, which was the agent before Ziva. And obviously that show has been on for an eternity. And yeah, she only lasted a couple seasons. Anyway, she's 51 this weekend. And if I recall, it's not on here, but I think she was in Dawson's Creek. She was the sister to one of the characters on Dawson's Creek at one point in time as well. I wasn't like a huge Dawson's Creek fan.
Yeah, I wasn't really into Dawson's Creek, so I don't know.
That one's just kind of off the top of my head, just seeing it in, you know, like syndication years later. Jenny Berggren, who is the lead singer of Ace of Base, celebrating her 52nd birthday this weekend. Oh, now we're talking on this list. Jordan Knight of New Kids on the Block is celebrating his 54th birthday. He's actually an HGTV host now. Did you know this?
No.
It's a show called Farmhouse Fixer. And so just like every other HGTV show, he goes in and he redoes all of these houses that really need a lot of work. So that's his latest
gig
in life. Yeah.
Now, that's the second New Kids on the Block
Danny
birthday.
Wood celebrated this week, too. Yeah. So we'll see what we can pull out this morning. We got a lot of artists to choose from. There's many more coming up here. I got to go back to this one. Tina Fey, funniest person maybe on the planet, at least, you know, Lorne Michaels thought so enough to maybe make her the successor to a Saturday Night Live when he retires after the 50th season. We shall see if that all plays out the way it's been speculated. Anyway, she is 54 years old this weekend. Now we get to Martika, because we can't forget her. Her big hit from 1989, Toy Soldiers, of course. She is celebrating her 55th birthday. Rob Bass, hip-hop pioneer behind that 1988 masterpiece, It Takes Two. He is celebrating his 57th birthday. Enigma is celebrating a birthday today, or this weekend as well. He is 67 years old. Of course, he's the dude behind all of those Gregorian chants. Sadness Part One was the one that everybody goes back to. Somehow I got these out of order. He was supposed to come later in the list. Anyway.
Wait, wasn't it crazy when that song started getting so much airplay? I mean, how many times do you hear Gregorian chants on the radio?
It was very, very strange. It's still not one of my favorite songs. And I know that might seem weird to say, but it's still not one of my favorite things to hear on a radio. I don't know. It just feels like it had a weird place on the radio. I don't know, because it was Gregorian chants, and maybe because it was so different. I like things to stay very much the same. So I'm a creature of habit, and Enigma kind of blew that out of the water a little bit. Hill Harper, who's running for Senate in Michigan this year. That's actually true, by the way. He is 58 years old. You probably know him as Dr. Andrews on The Good Doctor. He was Dr. Hawks on CSI New York. And he and Barack Obama actually were classmates and friends at Harvard Law School. So there you go. Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails. Now, I bring this up not because I'm a huge Nine Inch Nails fan, although, you know, I can get down to some of their music every now and then. He actually won an Oscar for co-composing the score to The Social Network. He's celebrating his 59th birthday this week.
And now his collaborator, Atticus Ross, who works with him a lot now, because Atticus worked on the music for Shogun. So if you happen to watch the TV series Shogun and you you heard that music and you thought, ah, that's really cool. That's Atticus Ross,
okay,
his
cool.
buddy.
Cool. Yeah. David Egenberg, who plays Chris Herman on one of my favorites, Chicago Fire. You might also know him as Steve from Sex and the City. He was the, well, and if you watch the current, you know, prequel or sequel to Sex and the City, now he's Cynthia Nixon's or Miranda's ex-husband. So I don't want to give too much away, but it just didn't last. Not like if you were a Sex and the City fan, you were too surprised that those two crazy kids didn't make it all those years down the road, because it was kind of on and off again. Anyway,
you got to keep me away from spoilers on Sex and the City. Right.
David Egenberg is celebrating his 60th birthday this weekend. Oh, this is a good one. Craig Ferguson, who is was James Corden's predecessor on The Late Late Show. He is 62 years old. Then you have Enya. We went from Enigma to Enya this morning.
Right. We went from sadness to Orinoco flow. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Enya is 63 years old this weekend. Now, interestingly enough, she has sold more than 75 million albums, 26 here in the United States, and actually has the second best-selling Irish act ever. She is the second best Irish act ever, just behind U2. So that's pretty
interesting.
That's some good company to be in, right?
Yeah.
When you're talking about U2 and Bono, Sugar Ray Leonard, who of course is the boxing legend, he won an Olympic gold medal and world championships at four different weight classes. He's also the godfather to Khloe Kardashian, in case you didn't know. He is celebrating his 68th birthday. Yeah. Very excited about that one this morning, talking about the Kardashians. Chow Yun-fat is 69 years old. He was the superstar from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. He was also a pirate captain in Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. His part, though, was edited out in China because the government thought that it vilified and humiliated the Chinese. Interestingly enough, you hear about that happening sometimes when those movies make their way into Asian countries or even into European countries. Parts are downplayed or they're taken completely out because they just don't agree with how some things are portrayed.
Yeah.
So this is not anything new. It's just it's an interesting fact. Phil Rudd, who was the AC/DC drummer from 1975 until 1983. Boy, they went through a predicament with drummers, didn't they, at AC/DC for a while? He was also the drummer then again from 1994 until 2015, when he was arrested for drug possession and trying to have someone murdered. It turns out people frown upon those types of things.
Yeah.
He was then replaced by Chris Slade, who'd replaced Rudd when he was fired back in 83 after getting into a fight with Malcolm Young. Anyway, Phil Rudd is celebrating his 70th birthday this week.
Those wacky AC/DC kids.
Right? Yeah. I know. So we're going to pull out some AC/DC, though, this morning, just because we're talking about Phil Rudd, and I feel like it's a Friday. We could use some AC/DC in life. George Strait, we don't usually talk about country artists, but he's kind of one of the best, right? Considered the king of country. He's had 60 number one hits, the most number one hits in the history of music in any genre of any chart. He is celebrating his 62nd birthday, and that is the only reason why we mentioned George Strait this morning. And no, I am not pulling out the George Strait, but it is fascinating to see what kind of career he's had. Archie Manning is celebrating a birthday this weekend. He is 75 years old, former New Orleans Saints quarterback, also the dad to Peyton and Eli. He also has a son named Cooper. Cooper was a wide receiver in high school, but because he had spinal stenosis, that ended his football career. So he didn't go on to have, you know, all of the accolades that his brothers did. Except he did host a game show with his brothers for like a split second for a couple years ago, I believe it was. Anyway, there you
Interesting.
Go.
Interesting.
Yeah. I can't remember what the premise of, even of it was, but I just remember like he was the guy who asked the questions, and I don't know. I don't remember much about it. It literally lasted like a split second. Grace Jones, old school supermodel. She was also a singer, played Zula in Conan the Destroyer and Bond villain Mayday in A View to Kill. We also have Reggie Jackson on this list. He is 78 years old, Mr. October himself. He actually played himself in The Naked Gun, The Benchwarmers, and numerous TV shows, including MacGyver, On the Jeffersons, Blossom, Mr. Belvedere, Suddenly Susan, and even Malcolm in the Middle. And then finally, Finn, we round out this list with a classic. Pete Townsend is celebrating a birthday. He is 79 years old this weekend. Who won't get fooled again? I can't explain. You better, you bet. Pinball wizard Pete Townsend of The Who was just absolutely amazing. So there you
Legend.
Go. Yeah. Yeah, and he had a solo career as well, and we've got a couple of those songs tucked away in the library. So I'll see what I can find by Pete Townsend this morning as well. But you're right. He's absolutely a legend. So if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary this weekend, obviously you are in some good company because that was an amazing list this morning. And of course, if you do want to let us know if you're celebrating or if somebody you know is celebrating, it's always easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Now coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like sun and temperatures right around 80 for most of the weekend. Doesn't really get much better than that. Sean Cable's going to tell us about that in just a few minutes. That's going to be after we take a look at ABC and local news here on Max FM.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The New York Times reports that Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito flew an upside-down American flag in his yard after the January 6th storming of the Capitol. The inverted flag is a symbol of the Stop the Steal campaign, alleging President Biden stole the 2020 election. Jody Cantor reported the story for the Times.
The question of whether or not one or more of these justices are biased is a huge one.
Alito says the upside-down flag was his wife's response to a neighbor's use of objectionable and personally insulting language on yard signs. Powerful storms leaving 4 dead and widespread damage in Houston. Power out to 800,000 in Texas this morning and another 150,000 in Louisiana. President Biden says he's taking steps to reclassify marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug under federal law. Honda recalling more than 185